Good morning. 8:49 a.m. Saturday, November the 18th, 2017. It's been 5 days since my last confession. I don't know what happened to the morning, so it just sort of evaporated. By the time I realized I hadn't done my walk, it was like 1 in the afternoon and I still hadn't had my breakfast. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Sidetracked playing games, sidetracked into social media, sidetracked. ADHD brain is fighting the schedule. So it's had a few days to wander around and do things that I really wish I hadn't done, but the reality is I didn't have much choice. Well, it seems like I should have choice. That's the thing, is this should word comes in. Well, you should have choice. I mean, who is holding a gun to your head? My brain. And it wasn't a gun, it was more like, nope. Yeah, you think you're going to do that? No, we're not. I did get a couple things done. I did do some business on the back end. I did some different things. Yes, I played games. They're going right to town here. They got windows. This house looks like it's got all of its windows in it. The other one's only got a few. It's like they're focusing on getting this one done up. Looks pretty sharp. It looks pretty sharp. When I stepped out this morning from the house, it was goosey out. There were like three flocks of geese that were trying to organize themselves into one single V. And they talk a lot when they're doing that. I almost turned the recorder on, but I wasn't sure I could pick it up, and then I'd just have to merge it in later because I was not going to record the whole thing. I did go past 365 days in a row for my Headspace journey. There are no additional goals. I did it for a year, every day. And I'm still doing it every day. I've already done 10-minute meditation today on the walk, so every day I walk is a meditation. And I even do a walk afterwards. Oh, here comes some geese. I don't know what it is about the sound of the wild geese. I don't know if you can hear it or not. It's quite a long ways off, but and you pick up bird sounds, so maybe chirping chickadees don't make that much more noise than that does. So this week, this is Saturday, so next week is, next Thursday, Thanksgiving. Yeah, oh. I didn't wear my fleece hood this morning. I thought, oh, well, you know, it's 36. It's not that cold out. It's usually too warm after I've gotten through the first little bit of the walk. So I came out without the hood today. My ears are freezing off. I'm walking in the sun now, and the sun is well up in a clear, blue, beautiful sky. And talk about meditation in the blue sky. It's just a beautiful morning here. Jogging. Got a little knit cap on. Zip-up sweatshirt. And those funky long sports shorts. I don't know what you call them. They cut off just below the knee. Got a stripe down the side. They always look weird to me. But I've never been a shorts guy. I've never been able to wear shorts. I wore shorts to play tennis. Wore shorts in gym class, but I was never been a short wearing guy. Smell of exhaust. The truck had a very smelly exhaust. That car, not so much. Some bookies. It's a goosey morning here. Too much traffic. So today's Saturday. I don't have to do anything. I've got a online appointment at 8 o'clock tonight. But yeah, that's not going to happen. Nothing big there, about an hour's worth. I've got the rest of the day. I gotta make chicken stew. I got some chicken chests with the connective bones and stuff still in them. The boneless chicken breasts are really, you know, they're really handy. You can just do pretty much anything you want with them. Smash them down, throw them on the grill, bake them, whatever. But they're not that good for making soup because there's not enough connective tissue in the boneless, skinless, naked breasts. I make much better stew with a whole chicken, but the carcass is a pain to deal with. The breast portions with bones and skin seem to do the best. They're not a lot of work. Not terribly expensive. They're actually not as expensive as the boneless ones. They're usually a little more expensive than whole chicken. But, getting them in a... I should do that and go back. Getting them in a stock pot and simmering them with some celery and onion. Bit of sage, maybe. chicken and dumplings. I really shouldn't. I am putting weight on again. I've got to stop. I need to eat better. Again, I'm still not eating terrible. I'm not eating anywhere near the way I used to. But I have to watch that. I have to watch that scale. This feels so good. Coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. I'm so glad that I've come out this morning. I wish I had come out the other days this week. I've got my alarms. I've had to reset all my alarms again. They all got shut off, and my calendars don't beep. They just put a notice on my screen and then go dark. And if I'm not looking at it, I may not see it. And I've gotten kind of lax on my bullet journaling. I got really lax on my scheduling. I've got lax in my diet. I need to reestablish some stuff here. I need to finish this book is what I need to do. I really need to finish this book. There was just like 8, 10 geese, 9 geese, something like that. Right at treetop level, just half a block away. They didn't make much noise because they're all organized already, but I used to think, I probably mentioned this before, but when I saw geese, I always thought, you know, they look like little dragons flying. What I imagine dragons flying must look like. At a long distance, man. You see these wings flapping and long necks. What if that was a dragon 2 miles away instead of 200 yards off? Could it be a dream? I saw a tweet yesterday. The idea that this might actually be a computer simulation running on some ultimate powers computer. Some larger powers computer. Well, perhaps it's even human somewhere. And the tweet was, those of you who are concerned that this is a computer program, rest assured, it's actually some sophomore's first one-act play. Which I think is probably not so. It made me laugh. Well, good morning to you too. Crows, two of them. Two crows, no waiting. She comes with her little Scotty dog. Is he gonna pee on this tree? Yes, I think he is. What a happy dog. I think he's going to water all the trees. Good morning. What a happy dog. Oh yeah. See, once I get sun, once I get out of the sun, it's beautiful. I just walked a half a mile, a quarter mile, 1/10 of a mile to be precise. 4/10 of a mile. Math. In the sun. So I'm warm enough now to take my clothes off. I'll have to unzip my coat before I get all the way back home. Shadow is making me look like I have stupidly long fingers. I'm not quite sure why. Well, other than the sun is low in the sky, so it's making me look tall, shining at my back. It's a little creepy. He's coming. Yeah, I wish I'd been walking all those days that I didn't walk. There's a lesson there. Regardless, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.